Previously on Floating Space.
I definitely know that my world feels a lot smaller.
No one has time, no one has money. We're even more acutely aware that these third places are gone.
Working out is hard.
Private members clubs. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Yes.
Nay.
Welcome back to Floating Space, finding the places we belong. Sociologist Ray Oldenburg suggested everyone needs three places in their lives. A first place, your home. A second place, your workplace. And a third place, a place to gather easily, inexpensively, regularly and pleasurably. Somewhere neutral you can socialise, interact and just be. This week, I take a look behind the elusive doors of artists. In my mind, the life of an artist only exists at two extremes. Either Hollywood-level glamour and success, or the image of a struggling, starving artist. Logically, of course, I know there are all sorts of ways to be an artist and live somewhere between those two realities. That's why I was so fascinated by the idea of artist groups and collectives. How they meet, how they build courage and confidence in each other, and how they thrive. So this week, I really wanted to dive into creative spaces as a third place and have a look at who they're for and how to get involved. Now, there are lots of different terms for creative spaces, so I'm going to loosely use the term artist collective. This covers any space where artists from any discipline come together to share materials or equipment, beliefs and ideologies, or just time and space. Artist collectives have a long, thriving history. Over time, they've evolved into many different forms of third places for artists. Let's look at some examples. Van Gogh's Yellow House, which he famously painted and lived in back in 1888, was a place of refuge he could work in, have friends stay, and exist alongside other creatives and artists. Around the turn of the 20th century, artist collectives transformed into vehicles for social commentary and political activism. In 1916, the nightclub Cabaret Voltaire in Switzerland was the birthplace of Dadaism, an anti-establishment art movement. Artists hung out, partied, performed, and collaborated, eventually starting a movement that still echoes today. Fast forward to the 21st century, and artist collectives have become spaces for both creation and resistance. Private real estate developers are threatening to destroy venues, performance spaces, and whole communities of artists living, collaborating, and fighting for their right to make art in an almost unaffordable city. Groups like the Haringey Warehouse community fight on.
For over 20 years, artists and creatives have lived in Omega Works, a former piano factory in Haringey.
Developers are proposing a new block of luxury flats on the site.
The effect that it would have on the people that live here if this site were to go would be... it would be devastating.
And the disappearance of artist collectives is a tragedy for all artists, but especially for new and developing ones who are discovering their love for their art, experimenting, trying to find their voice. Getting into the arts is becoming harder, more expensive, and less accessible with limited access to equipment, mentors, and facilities. I remember the first time I ever performed as a teenager to a pub of 8 people, 4 of whom were my family that I dragged there. It was awful and terrifying, but I loved it. And I loved that there were places around me that gave me the chance to try and fail and try again.
Things after COVID has definitely changed the landscape of being a creative, like the lack of in-person opportunities. And the ones that you do have, you have to compete with hundreds and hundreds of people to just get your foot in the door.
Social media makes it a lot better and accessible for people to put their work out there. But at the same time, it's a lot harder now in a way that's like, you feel a lot more isolated.
Artist collectives serve multiple functions. Yes, they're a place to try and fail without judgment. They're also a place for resource sharing and a platform for voices that aren't heard elsewhere. So where could I possibly find this seemingly made-up artist's third place? Well, I simply had to look around the studio I was in and realize the answer was right there.
Let's rock the Roundhouse!
Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse in Camden, London.
The Roundhouse. The Roundhouse is a long-time supporter of artists. Yes, it's a music venue, but it's also a charity that supports young creators in film, music, production, theatre, podcasting, and more. Through Roundhouse Creative Studios, young people aged 13 to 25 can access state-of-the-art studios, take courses, or simply hire out a space, all for as little as £2 at the time of recording. This is a place where they can try, fail, meet other creatives, and most importantly, just be. I spoke to two artists who use the creative studios as a third place, and what it meant to them.
Can you tell me what your, like, your name, where you're from?
My name is Shakira Stella, and my pronouns are she and her, and I'm from London, been a Londoner all my life.
Okay, so my name is Yemaja, people call me Juke, and I'm based right now in London.
So my first question to start off is, do you know what a third place is?
Somewhere that feels safe, where it's not your home, not your work. And obviously these places might not offer that safety or a place of happiness or that kind of thing, but somewhere you can go that's external to that.
Third place? No.
No?
No. Is it like a third wheel? That's my guess.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
It's not a third wheel.
Can you tell me about your connection with the Roundhouse?
So I'm now 30. And I started using the Creative Studios when I was 19. So I've had an association with this place for, if I do the maths correctly, 11 years.
Yeah.
11 years and counting as well. And I was in a band at the time. I'd not really heard of the provision of, you know, studios for £1 an hour per person. So there are a mixture of like rehearsal spaces for bands to practice. There are DJ rooms. There are places where you can go and make music on computers. So a lot of production based music, and rehearsal rooms for like theatre groups and drama and circus groups. And then now we've got the Roundhouse Works as well, which is an amazing new space. And it was massive for me anyway, in the sense that, you know, it was a space I'd been using for maybe five years at that point, and developed, and my aspirations, you know, are in to be a part of the creative industries, to drum, to play music, to do all sorts of stuff, and so a lot of my kind of creative, artistic, but also soulful development has come through being in this space.
So I was 18 basically, because I was born 2000, so I was 18 when I came to the Roundhouse in 2018, and I was very shy, so I took my mother with me, and she signed me up for like political theater, and she was like, okay, that's a cool place, you can figure out more stuff there. And I was very shy, so I didn't want to do it really much. It was very interesting. It was like 12 feminist women in one room. And it really taught me a lot about myself, about what do I want to do, and it gave me the time. It was like a 12-week program. I mean, that's where it really began, and me having autism as well. I have to stay at a place longer to really give it a chance. Mm-hmm. So with the Roundhouse, they took the time as well, that the same way that I took the time to learn about them.
What was it about the Roundhouse space that you were like, yeah, I can keep coming back?
I used to call this place home from home. Like, it was a place that I would come to on a rainy day like today, if I was unemployed or looking for work, or if I wasn't and I was coming after work, you know, to rehearse. I think that's the great thing, that it's open till, you know, on a lot of days it's open till 9 p.m. It's open every day at some point in the day. You know, I still want to learn to DJ, still want to learn to do a lot of things, and so to be able to have that opportunity here for young people is amazing. I definitely think that the community here, both from the perspective of being a member of a large community of young people who are equally as excited and lost at the same time in terms of how to navigate the creative industries and the world is changing constantly, so to be able to be in a space when you're feeling up and when you're also feeling down, and just to be able to kind of, like you said, be, is important. And I think that when I was a young person here, in inverted commas, because I'm still young, there wasn't a youth team, but now there is one. And I think that emerged from COVID times and the decision that was made. And I think it's really important, because there is this key kind of pastoral offer for young people, and the provision is opening up a little bit wider in terms of how they support young people.
I was definitely a different person before the pandemic as well, just like mentally, and then it just... Well, just different stuff happening with me. And then with the Rounders, they gave me a lot of support as well, just talking to them. And it comes all like back to it again, taking time for me. I would say that's very important for me as well, because I take time for a lot of people. Like, I'm a very much giving person, but I had to learn as well to take time for myself. And the Rounders teach me that as well, that when I just have to shut down my phone and just play drums or be with other people and just be in that moment, that really helped me. So I mean, mentally, and about the mental health aspect, around us gave me a lot of tips, a lot of support. I mean, I know I'm not gonna have to be ashamed of going to a person and telling them how I feel. So there are a lot of factors of my mental health, and just being in an environment and knowing, even if you don't talk about it, but knowing that you can talk to someone if you want to, gives you a lot of freedom in your brain, I think, personally. So, yeah.
Now, full disclosure, Transmission Roundhouse, a subsection of The Roundhouse, is powering this podcast, but they have not paid anything for me to feature them. I genuinely think they're just a great establishment. I just loved these chats because they reminded me of so many things you forget as you get older. First, being young is hard. You're figuring out the rules of the world, figuring out who you are, and figuring out how those two things fit together, or not. Secondly, being creative is hard, especially at the beginning. You have to fail so much before you succeed, and finding a safe place to fall down and be picked up again is like finding a diamond in the rough. Thirdly, being a young creative is just chaos. It's like you're in a maze, but the maze is on fire and upside down, and you can only walk backwards. Maybe slightly dramatic, but forging your way through the creative world is a huge uphill battle. Hearing from Shakira and Duke how the Roundhouse directly impacted their personal growth, mental health, and even their careers shows how powerful these spaces are. What started as a casual drop-in became a transformative part of their lives. There's a wonderful quote that says, "Art shapes culture, culture shapes people, people change the world." It's worth saving artistic spaces not just for the art that comes out of them, but for the people they nurture too. The space created by the Roundhouse is just one example. There's also Sherelle's beautiful studios. Beautiful is the name, not just how they look. A creative studio space, academy, and workshop program for musicians. 2B or not 2B collective, like the pencil. A space focused on uplifting marginalized bodies and making art accessible for everyone. And of course, youth and community centers that offer arts and culture programs for creatives. Thinking back to our criteria, yes, you could come to these collectives easily. They should be inexpensive, regularly and pleasurably. If I get the chance to socialize and interact the way Shakira and Duke have, I think I would be a very lucky person. So it seems to fit the bill pretty well. Creativity doesn't just happen. It needs space. It needs community. And most of all, it needs a place to belong. For now, it's on to the next, but I hope you'll join me through Floating Space. Floating Space is created and hosted by me, Katie Stokes. Artwork is by Allegra Lockstadt. This podcast is powered by Transmission Roundhouse.